Good morning. Happy Sabbath. For those who don't know me, my name is Candace Knopwood. I'm a student attending a Bible college in Arizona called Souls West. Bible College. Okay. And for Souls West stands for Seventh-day Adventist Outreach Leadership School. And at this school, we do 3 weeks of classes, and also we do 3 weeks of outreach, culprating, which is known as canvassing. Who here knows what canvassing is? Thank you. Okay, a few of you guys. For those who don't know what canvassing is, it's when we go door-to-door and we leave Adventist books on a donation basis. And where I was sent off was to Victorville, California. And one day I was canvassing there, and it was really hard. It was really character-building. There was really mean people there, and there was a lot of cops there as well. And Satan was really attacking me that day. Like, there were some really discouraging circumstances that happened to me that day. But that did not stop me from keep on going. I remember in the past when there was really discouraging circumstances that happened to me, God had something waiting for me. There was somebody who needed those books. And I just kept going, and at nighttime, it was one of my last houses, and I met this guy. He told me that him and his family, they don't go to church, but they're Christian, but they don't go to church. And his kids are asking him questions about God, and he did not know how to answer them because he himself doesn't really know God as well. So I shared him three children's books that we had. One talks about character building lessons, and one that helps them understand Jesus as a friend and shows how Jesus died for them. And one also that shares an Old Testament that shares the famous Bible characters and old stories. And I share with them, kids, they need to learn about God at a young age so they can be more stable as they grow older. And he starts opening up to me, sharing about, he read a story about when a kid died and he resurrected, and I was starting to share with others how what happens after you die. And he really did not know what happens after you die. So I was like, this brother needs some help too. So I showed him The Great Controversy. And this book shares how what happens after you die. And I know that it changed many people's lives as well. And he was able to buy all 4 books, three children's books and The Great Controversy. And I knew that this was God's divine appointment. He told me that he never answers the door. He only answered it because he was expecting someone else to be there. And that was a great blessing. And the verse that I want to share with you guys is found in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9. It says, Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you forever, wherever thou goest.